Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
The very special woman you're about to meet was tipped to us by Bridget Gaynor, who told us about her last week. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
You want to tell us why this person is special to you?
Well, you know, Sister Donna works at Precious Blood Ministries, which is at 51st and Elizabeth, and she works in a group of people that do amazing things, restorative justice. They do this whole moms group. They help people who've gotten out of jail who are, you know, trying to reenter life. But the thing that she has done and continues to do that I find incredible is she brings together women who've lost their children to gun violence. So the child has been shot and has died and they're grieving, but she also brings them together with women who have lost their children because they've, committed a violent act and they're in prison for life. And, you know, as a mother, there's no difference. You're still without your child. And so she brings these women together, and it is such an incredible thing to observe of mercy and forgiveness and love between them, and they support each other. And, you know, it's an incredible thing that's happening at this place in our city, and I just thought everyone should know about it.
And there's a third annual fall fundraiser coming up at Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation.
Yes.
That's
right.
Sunday?
It's
a week
October
from Sunday.
A week from Sunday, October 6th. So any of the kind of old-time Southsiders that are out there, it's at the old St. John of God. That's the place, that's their headquarters out there in Englewood, and they occupy that school building there, but they have the parking lot. So they do mass the first Sunday of every month. So regardless of the calendar, first Sunday of every month at 11 in the old St. John of God School at 51st and Elizabeth, right by Racine. And this next Sunday on October 6th, they're going to have their fundraiser, and all of the proceeds go to paying for the staff and others to support these women who, you know, then go out and do all these good things in the community. Yeah.
Well, she sounds exceptional. I'm going to put you on hold so you can listen as we talk to Sister Donna. Good morning, Sister.
Good morning. How are all of you?
Well, we're great. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. This is great.
And I'm very impressed with listen to this resume. Along with doing the wonderful work she does for God every day, she has an MA in Education and Supervision from NYU, a master's from Loyola in pastoral counseling, and as Bridget just laid out very eloquently, spends a lot of time with folks who've gone through some of the worst tragedies in their life. Sister Donna, how do we pronounce your last name?
Liette. Sister, nice French name, Liette.
Sister Donna Liette, I know you won't accept the title, but you are the most valuable person on the planet to us today.
Okay, today. Yeah.
You come to this work because you were moved to be in this for your life, but it's an extra step to talk about what you're doing with moms who've lost their children. I mean, it's so heartbreaking.
Yes, it really is, and everybody knows how much violence there is in this city. And so almost every day we have a new mother who is grieving over the loss of her child, and sometimes it's even a little three-year-old child. So our other young mothers are also living in this fear of, you know, are their children safe? You know, do they have the resources to provide for them? And so our fundraiser this coming Sunday, October 6th, not this Sunday, but October 6th, will be we need to hire an additional person to help us because there's just two of us working with almost 100 women,
wow,
young women and women who've lost children to violence or incarceration. So we definitely need help with that. But if people come to the fundraiser, the other exciting thing is, you know, we'll intermingle with our supporters. We have so many wonderful people that support our program, like Bridget and her family and others. And they'll see our children working in silk screening and woodworking. They'll see our education lab. They'll see where their money is going and really making a difference. And especially this time for our women and seeing how they're moving forward by the help that we can offer them at Precious Blood Ministry.
As you mentioned, that's pretty incredible that there's only two full-time staff people and they assist over 100 women. What are some of the services that you're providing them, like specifically? Is it a lot of guidance? Are you available to the women 24 hours a day? How does it work?
Well, pretty much so, 24 hours, but not always. I mean, we're there as much as we can to accompany them and to engage them. And our ministry talks about particularly work on hospitality, that these women feel welcome, that they have a voice, and that we give them hope and the healing that they need with all the trauma that they experience. But we do a lot of mentoring. We try to be holistic, working with their spiritual, their emotional, their financial, and their educational needs. And so we try to meet all of those, but we lack in some ways because there's not enough resources even in our community, you know, to find affordable housing or to find health care or to help good child care. Those resources are so lacking. So we work a lot toward
doing
the best we can with what we have.
And I'm sure these relationships that you're building, especially in between the women that you're helping, last a lifetime.
Oh, they do. It's just amazing to see when once a month we meet in circle, and there can be as many as 20 women, and some have lost children to violence, some have lost children to the prison system, and how they bond together. And when a new mother comes in who just lost her child, how they embrace her and tell her, you know, we'll work with you on this. You know, we've gone through it, and the resilience that these women have. I mean, it's just so inspirational. Like I always say, it's a privilege and an honor for me to accompany these women and just offer them a safe place. That's what we do. We offer them a safe place where they can tell their stories and where they can feel safe and bonded.
I'm going to give the last word to your friend Bridget Gaynor here. Bridget, this is every bit the amazing woman you said she was.
No, absolutely. I just have to think, you know, as a mother myself, as a parent, you can't imagine going through something like that. But then if you also have to worry about, you know, can you keep your house? Can you worry about that? You need to find childcare. You know, the fact that Sister Donna is able to bring people together, that at the worst moment of someone's life, they're able to not just bring them support, which is incredibly important, but also take care of their actual needs. And that's really what the fundraiser on October 6th is all about. So, Sister, I'll have you give the website for people who can't come, but I would really encourage, if you can come on October 6th at 11, come down to Precious Blood, 51st and Elizabeth. But if not, go on the website and donate, because especially if you've been, you know, lucky enough to have a good life, this is an opportunity to really help people at a moment that they need it.
Yeah,
and I cannot speak enough for how Sister Donna and Father Kelly and everybody run such an incredible organization.
Sister Donna Liette, again, it's next Sunday, October 6th, 11 to 3, 5114 South Elizabeth Street. Website for information or to donate is what?
It's pbmr.org. P for precious, B for blood, M for ministry, R for reconciliation. pbmr.org. And we would really appreciate donations or sponsors to help us with this very important work for the community.
It's MVPP for you, Sister Donna Liette. Thank you very much for all that you do every day.
Well, thank you all, too. And thank you, Bridget, for giving me this opportunity and the WGN. Thank you so much.